The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm the announcer, Todd Wilkerson.
And what in the world?
I just noticed that my toenails are way overdue for a good clipping.
Holy Toledo! My feet look like dragon's claws.
How did it get to this point?
Maybe the vet can do something for me.
Wow, it's just nasty. Yeah, and now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Thanks, Todd. Alvin, can we edit that out later? Yeah, that's just, that crosses a line for me. I just want to be honest. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We are sitting here in the beautiful TBN studios with Jeff Balaban. Jeff, welcome back.
Thank you. And by the way, I'm glad you mentioned that because I have never been on any set that is so perfectly confluent with the nature of the discussion. This place is beautiful.
Really?
It's impressive. I love this place.
Thank you.
Because really
I'm planning to stay here for a little bit.
You're good.
It's a funny thing because it is beautiful. It was beautiful before it was redone. But these New York images in here, and as you can see, it's big enough for guests. Like, we can have, you know, people can come in with their family and watch what we're doing.
You could have two Jews and have all of their opinions right here.
Oh, that's funny. Now, that is funny. Now, are you Jewish?
That's funny.
Is it the yarmulke that tipped me off? What do you think it was?
Okay, you know, we were talking about race. So this just happened. I was in a green room someplace not to be mentioned.
Now hold on.
Yes.
Before you make point, I want to... No.
Introduce.
I just want to make sure that people know who you are. You were a senior executive at CBS News.
Correct.
You grew up in Queens. You're an Orthodox Jew. You're with the Trump campaign 2020.
Yes.
And you've become an extraordinary political activist across the spectrum. You've done so many different things. You've written for different magazines. And you and I met on a conservative talk show, Todd Starnes' show over at Fox Nation. And so you really are a political operative in the best sense, I think. But what I liked about you immediately is that not just you're from Queens, but you believe in this concept of truth. You're not, when people think of a political operative, they just think of an ideologue. You know, they think of somebody who's going to do whatever. It's like Chuck Colson before he became a Christian, you know, the hatchet man, somebody who's going to do whatever it takes to get the guy elected. But no, you believe in truth, beauty, goodness, God. You know, you care about those things. And so it's a deeper conversation. So you were just going to make a point, but I want people to be clear who you are.
Yeah, no, I'm apparently Chuck Colson after he became a Christian, which is nice.
That's correct.
Listen, by the way, that is something to aspire to.
Actually, no. Chuck Colson, after he became a Christian, got out of politics.
Right.
But when think of a political operative, like the kind of guy that's going to do the dirty tricks, it's going to be the, you know, people
sure.
like that. And they're gonna do whatever it takes, you know, James Carville or whoever it is. But you are not that. But you were just making a point about being in a green room.
I was. And thank you for saying what you said. That's very generous. And I like to think it's true. And I came to politics to fight for causes that I believe in. I actually came unexpectedly to it and found that it's a place where great things can be done. And there are a lot of great people who really are driven by faith and by not just faith, but by ideas and not just, you know, this grasping power. Anyway, so I was in a green room not long ago, and something happened, which happens often, but this was scandalously obvious, where it was right before Christmas, and so there tends to be a few more Jews in the green rooms because everyone's on vacation. It happens. And there was another guy, also with a yarmulke, who was there. I was there for 2.5 hours because I got there early, no traffic, and there were two shows that I was doing that were an hour apart.
Is that that's the day we met?
It might be, but I want to tell the story and not name any people. So let's it might be. It might very well be.
Okay.
So anyway, I had a question. And this woman who'd been in the room with me for 2.5 hours, it's a small room, and there were maybe 3 or 4 people the entire period of time. I realized that when she was answering me, she thought I was the other guy with the yarmulke. And I said, I'm sorry. Did you mistake me with him? Is it because we all look alike? Now, the fact that she's African-American, I mean, she immediately got terribly uncomfortable. I said, no. relax. I'm not at least bit insulted. It happens to me all the time. This other guy didn't have a beard. He wasn't in glasses, right? But he was wearing a yarmulke.
Right.
And here's the thing. It's really interesting to me that people stop seeing me after the yarmulke, which is true.
Right.
It happens all the time. Now, I've always known that when you have some evident aspect of whatever you are, it's a marker and people will judge.
But it also depends on context. You don't see a lot of people wearing yarmulkes. In my world, you just
true.
Don't. When
it's
you
true.
See a Jew wearing a yarmulke, you're like, whoa, he's one of the Jews that wears a yarmulke. And that's
right.
not, let's face it, we're living in secular Jewish New York. This is not Orthodox Jews. This is not parts of Brooklyn. We live in a world here where most Jews are very predictably politically liberal and theologically liberal, if not entirely secular.
Oh, yeah. And what's interesting now is because Donald Trump is president and more Orthodox Jews are getting involved, all of a sudden in Washington, there are a lot more yarmulkes.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Meanwhile, the leftist Jewish groups are complaining that they're being excluded after saying they were boycotting the White House. But everywhere I go, there's prayer services being held. My first time in this White House was shortly after the new administration started, and I had to fly in early flight. And there are certain hours for morning services. You can't do it before certain hours. Right. We did daily prayers three times a day. And so I couldn't do it beforehand. But there's also an ending time. And this meeting at the White House is going late. And so I asked the person I'm meeting, hey, I need to jump out for an hour. I'll be back. I just need to go down the road because I had asked a friend of mine to bring all the necessary paraphernalia.
The shawls.
The shawl, the phylacteries, the towels, and so on, right? Exactly.
All that stuff.
And I tell him, I'll go to your office, I'll pray, and I'll come back. So the guy meeting with the White House, he said, I don't understand. I said, I had to leave. It was still dark. I couldn't pray. I got to do it before it's too late. He said, oh, no problem. He opens up his drawer, and he gives me from, you know, and it was like, this is amazing. I love being in this place.
You suddenly realize this is Jew Central.
This is, well.
No, you see, but the reason I find this hilarious is because when I began supporting Trump, I was accused in an article of being anti-Semitic. And I said, folks, this is the most pro-Jewish president. Yeah. His daughter became a Jew. His grandchildren are Jews. He moved the embassy to Jerusalem. What are you talking about?
You know, the first
it's madness.
Of course, listen, the first time I met him was maybe 20 years ago in his apartment at Trump Tower. We was hosting a Jewish charity, some charitable event, nothing political at all. The conceit that he's anti-Semitic, the conceit that he's racist is absurd. And for many reasons. I mean, it's just not something which is part of his view of life. Of course, those projecting it on him, they see only identity. And so if his narrative isn't theirs, it must be because he's a racist, et cetera. Listen, you're called an anti-Semite. I'm called a Nazi because I support Donald Trump. I mean,
it's just,
you know, you laugh.
We're living in tough times.
Yeah.
Jeff, we're living in some tough times.
Yeah.
It's nuts. It's
nuts.
Okay. Current events. We're talking about the wall. You seem to think that, I mean, it could happen today while we're sitting here. It could happen that there's going to be a deal made. But at this point, it's become so political. Don't you think that Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi need to save face somehow? In other words, what could they do to maneuver to save face?
Well, unfortunately, because we live so much in narrative, there will be some kind of a deal. And I think Donald Trump, he takes maximalist positions and then negotiates from them, okay? And that the famous line, not mine, I forget it was in The Atlantic, wrote early on during the campaign, you know, his enemies take him literally and not seriously, and his supporters take him seriously and not literally. So Donald Trump is a deal maker. He's not a politician, and he's trumping all the politicians. I mean, he's, I guess pun intended. He's taking a maximalist position. There'll be some kind of compromise, at which point the Democrats will claim victory. All the media will say they won. But the reality is there will be a physical barrier of some sort over in the most significant areas, and that will be the win, and his supporters will recognize that that's the win. Meaning it is this battle of no wall, no barrier, they will lose. He's already won, and already you see Democrats backing off and separating themselves from Schumer and Pelosi.
Well, you almost wonder if he can make a deal with them where he privately says, look, I'll say this if you give me this. You know, in other words, if he would help them save face by saying something publicly, but the reality would be – I mean, I don't know, because he's so canny that it's possible that he'll do that in any event. Okay. So, folks, I'm talking to Jeff Balaban. He is with the Trump campaign. He's Jewish. He's from Queens. He's from Yale. How could I not love him? This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey. When we come back. Oh, can you show that?
I will show it right now.
We've got a banner. As we go out, we're going to show the banner.
There we
go. It says, for God, for country, and for Yale. I cannot believe. Where did you get that thing?
eBay. What do you mean?
Let me guess. eBay.
eBay.
Unbelievable. We'll be right back. Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
If you could just talk to someone, it would make all the difference in the world. I mean, really open up and lay it out there. You would be amazed at how much progress you could make by talking to someone with your same Christian values, someone with wisdom and insight. I know you think there's no one you can really open up to, but there is Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who will help you through your issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas. If you know MyPillow, you already know how effective it is. On this program, we joke half seriously that it is the official pillow of Rip Van Winkle. Mike Lindell dedicated himself to inventing a pillow that works, that's effective. It's not a joke. I mean, if you know his story, we've interviewed him on the program. It's an amazing story, right? Okay, well, if you're looking for a great night's sleep right now, is the perfect time to get your first MyPillow. By the way, if you already know how great it is, you can get them for everybody you know. But I say that because right now on this program, to my listeners, there is a special offer, a four-pack offer that includes two premium MyPillows with two go-anywhere pillows plus free shipping. You have to call 800-978-3057 and use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or call 800-978-3057. Do it now.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you. Oh man, look at my life.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm Eric Metaxas. My guest is Jeff Balaban, came all the way here from Queens.
Yes.
Which train did you take?
Actually, nowadays I live in Long Island.
You live in Long Island?
I did.
Queens is in Long Island. You can't fool me.
Sort of, kind of.
But
that's
not,
true,
of, not all of Long Island is in Queens.
This is fascinating to your audience.
Do you live beyond the border? Do you live in Nassau County?
Nassau County. My parents still live in Queens. My sister lives not far from them. But I migrated all the way to Nassau County.
But in order to get here, you had to go through Queens.
Yes.
Ha. Gotcha.
True.
Okay, so you still came here from Queens.
I did.
Okay, we're talking about a lot of stuff. You just held up the banner for God, for Country, and for Yale. I got to ask you. When I was at Yale, I graduated in 84.
Yes.
At the end of graduation, I was like class day speaker with my friend Chris Haynes. And at the end, you're standing up there on the stage and there's 10,000 people and you sing the Yale song, which ends "For God, for Country, and for Yale." And I remember at the time getting almost choked up because it was a very moving moment, you know.
Sure.
Except what you said when we went into the break, "For God, for Country, and for Yale," most people with the Yale sensibility would reject ever saying "for God," would absolutely reject saying "for country." And for Yale, it's meaningless. It's right. Might as well say for the UN or for the New York Times. But isn't it interesting because it didn't used to be that way? I mean, in 1914, for example, they put up that statue of Nathan Hale.
Right.
Nathan Hale was killed, the greatest patriot. I mean, when I think of this young man, when you look into his life, an amazing patriot because of his faith, because he actually cared about George Washington and liberty and all this stuff. He was hanged at age 21. I mean, it's a stunning thing. And then he says, "I only regret that I had one life to give for my country and stuff." And so there's a statue. In 1914, it was put up. It's beautiful. The Yale of today, if anything, they would take that statue down, or they would mock it. They don't understand that there's something beautiful about an appropriate patriotism, about that faith can inform our patriotism in a healthy way. They don't get that.
It's even worse. They don't get that absent that, they cease to exist. And that's the problem. They're already ceasing to exist. What's there is a shell. It's something that was created by Western civilization, which created by Judeo-Christian Western civilization.
Well, that's right.
And what's now is it's not just a pallid version of what once was. It's oppositional. It's running on fumes and it collapses because there is no notion of open-mindedness. There's no notion of idea. There's no notion of tolerance. There's no notion of what truly good is. There's simply a notion of identity and resentment and blame. I'll give you an example. My law school reunion was just a few weeks ago. And because Brett Kavanaugh overlapped both of us at the undergraduate school and at the law school.
So he was at the law school while you were at the law school.
Right. He was 2 years behind me.
Right.
But we overlapped. And it was shocking. I went up just Sunday morning. I didn't stay the whole weekend. And just Sunday morning, and I saw some of my classmates. And what was shocking was to walk through the law school and see all the signs about the PTSD of having to be a Yale law student when the evil Brett Kavanaugh, right, who, by the way, his entire life, I mean, you know this, right? His entire life, Brett Kavanaugh was looked up to by everyone as one of the stars, right? As a genuine good guy, a mensch, someone who's a public servant. I mean, in every possible respect. And they just destroyed him. And that is the gospel now. And they had, you know, meditation sessions and puppy sessions. And
you're not joking.
No, no. This Yale Law School, they had a wall. Listen to this. They had a wall in the Yale student the lounge for alumni. It was the wall of failure, where alumni could write about their greatest failures, because we have to prepare the Yale law students for their future failures. There was no equivalent wall of success, by the way. It was just a wall of failure. And this breeding of a life of resentment and victimhood as a replacement for virtue and accomplishment is horrific. And that's what Yale's becoming.
This is very serious. And a lot of people listening have been blessed not to see this. But you and I, by dint of having been to Yale, living in New York, you see this. And it is very hard to believe sometimes because it's so absurd.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that there are people – it's easy to mock them because you think – I don't really want to think about it seriously because it's so gruesome. But when you drill down – ideologically, and you talk about what you just said, instead of, I mean, even saying what the banner says, for God, for country, and for Yale, that is now interpreted as jingoistic, patriarchal, angry, nativist,
white supremacist,
whatever it is.
Male.
And you think, okay, so we have since the 60s put forward the narrative that those things can only be bad. Male strength can only be used to abuse women. American strength will only be used to bully other countries. So therefore, we must be weak, that we must identify with the victims. We must all be victims because it's a zero-sum game and we don't want to be too strong. It's absolutely wrong. And like any lie, there is some truth in it, which is why it can be appealing. But when you actually look at it, it is destroying what was the greatest country in the world, the freest country in the world, the cultural mandarins coming out of places like Yale, except for, you know, the rare Brett Kavanaugh and Jeff Balaban. I mean, it's an extraordinary thing that they are training people to think that way.
And here's the thing. It is going to destroy them. And they're beginning to see this. So at this weekend, one of the professors, and it's, I guess this can be public, Akil Amar, who's a famous constitutional law professor, a leading constitutional law professor, and definitely a creature of the left intellectually, he had written a piece for the New York Times at their request, as he has for a number of previous Supreme Court nominees, about Brett Kavanaugh, in which he said something short of Brett Kavanaugh is an evil monster. He said, you know, I disagree with him, but he's reasonable and smart, et cetera, which everyone knows to be true. The upshot is that this man, who has been a leading light of liberal constitutional interpretation for three decades, is now literally getting death threats against his wife and his children.
For taking a moderate position.
For saying the truth.
For being gracious.
That's right. And it's extraordinary. And people want him thrown out of the law school for this because they can't brook any disagreement.
Okay. So the question is, do the people who take these kinds of positions understand that they are behaving like Marxists? Do they not get that? In other words, when you think of the Cultural Revolution in China, when you think of the Red Guards, when you think of it, that's how they behaved. That's how people behaved in the French Revolution, you know, the Jacobins and on and on and on. It's something that we've seen through history over and over and over. And it strikes me as at least ironic that you have some of the most educated people theoretically not getting those parallels.
Yeah, they don't want to see it. And the scariest part is people who do see it and embrace it. And there's a lot of that as well. I mean, they are embracing it. Here's a quick theory, okay?
Yeah.
As cognitive beings, right, we're the only creature that really live in our brains. And so every other creature's survival instinct is based on the truth, right? If they don't eat, they'll die. If they, right, they don't protect themselves, they'll die. Our survival instinct is based on our narrative. And so we have, I believe, this is my quick theory, Homo sapiens is now divided into two subcultures or two subspecies, Homo demens and Homo sanus. Okay, we have the crazy ones and the normal ones, and it's all based on whether our narrative comports with reality. Those of us whose narrative comports with reality, we call them conservatives, more or less. Okay, if someone comes to you and says, I'm a woman, despite having XY chromosomes and male genitalia, that's fine. You know, the law can treat them any way they want. I'm not inclined to believe they're a woman. And it doesn't offend me that they believe otherwise. I think that they may need some help. But if I say that, they can't tolerate that position because the only thing they have is narrative.
See, that's a very important point. Why are the liberals, the leftists, intolerant? And I think you put your finger on it. I've never heard it described that way. It's because that is, in fact, all they have.
Right.
We are willing to go with what we think reality says.
Right.
They are offended by that because reality.
And that's why they say speech is violence. See, because to them, you're existentially attacking their existence because it's in their heads.
If speech is violence, maybe we can argue that violence is simply speech. When I punch you, it's just because I had to express my First Amendment right. I mean, well, you know, it's crazy, but you're talking about some things that are I guess we're seeing these things come, they're being flushed out,
yeah.
Right? That you're seeing them for the first time. They've been hiding, but we have a president who, by fighting them, is no longer allowing them to pretend not to be there. They have to come out. They have to fight. They have to show their colors. So we're living in a new era. When we come back, folks, I'm talking to Jeff Balaban. That's spelled B-A-L-L-A-B-O-N. He is with the Trump campaign. And we're going to be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
You can't get desperado. Oh, you ain't getting no young.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. British Prime Minister Theresa May's government has survived a no-confidence vote called for after May's Brexit deal was overwhelmingly rejected by lawmakers yesterday. The House of Commons did express confidence in the government, but not by much. It was 325 to 306. That does mean May can remain in office. Some political analysts suggest that more MPs will now demand a greater role in fashioning the terms of the Brexit, still set to take place in March. In Kenya, police have updated the death toll from the extremist attack on a luxury hotel and shopping complex in Nairobi yesterday. Now 21 plus the five militants who were killed. The national police chief said today that six more bodies were found at the scene, and a police officer later died of the injuries he sustained in the battle as well. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 218 points. This is SRN News.
I had no idea that my cell phone supported abortion, sanctuary cities, and gun control.
Neither did I until I found Patriot Mobile, and that's why I switched to Patriot Mobile. I wanted every call, every text, and every post I make to support my values.
But will I get the same coverage? How much money will I really save?
Yes, there's been absolutely no change in my coverage, and I save over $200 a year. The big cell phone companies charge extra fees and fund liberal agendas. I feel like I've joined a family. They truly care about me, and they support and fight for my constitutional rights.
Stop using your cell phone to fund the left. It's easy to switch to Patriot Mobile. A portion of your monthly bill is donated to conservative organizations like the NRA, Heritage Foundation, Susan B. Anthony List, with unlimited talk and text plans starting as low as $20 a month. Why wait? Visit patriotmobile.com/mark to get your activation fee waived, or mention Mark when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Switch to Patriot Mobile today and fight to protect your rights.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com. Promo code MIKE2018.
Folks, this is Eric Metaxas Show. That is the Monkees. I'm Eric Metaxas, talking to Jeff Balaban. We're talking about everything. We're talking about ideas. It's a wonderful thing. We're talking current events. We were talking earlier about Trump's character, right? And it does bother me as a Christian. I had Milo Yiannopoulos in here, and we were arguing about this. I believe in certain things, right? I believe in the idea of chivalry. I believe that men should never say something like, Rosie O'Donnell is ugly or fat. Or in other words, when somebody says something like that, I get angry because I say that is simply wrong. There's no excuse for it, right? And the president now and again does things like that, and it's upsetting to me. And it's not that I don't think I don't want him to be Mike Pence. I like I love Mike Pence, but I like Trump's feisty spirit. But now and again, he does things which I think they harm the whole cause. And Milo Yiannopoulos was arguing with me and saying, no, you know, the rules are different and blah, blah, blah. And again, speaking, you know, as an evangelical Christian, speaking as a father and a husband, I think some things are beyond the pale. And I think that we should be able to acknowledge that without saying Trump is unfit for office. Right. In other words, I think he's exquisitely fit for office, but he says some things that I don't like. So how do you deal with the character issue? Because you are representing the Trump campaign.
Sure. Look, the it's not simple. I mean, I heard Milo's argument. And Milo's argument was, if I can say this and see if you agree, to sum it up, was he has to break all the barriers. That's part of the fight. I don't know that that's the case. I don't think that breaking.
Well, look, that's logically nonsense, right? Because what barriers? All barriers? I mean, all barriers would that just doesn't make sense.
Well, it made me think of a line my rabbi used at some point during when the world was accusing Israel of some massacre that never occurred. He said, "This is the difference between people waging a holy war and a holy people waging war, right?" And you want us to be a holy people waging war. You don't want us to be people waging a holy war.
Because America is, I mean, Tocqueville never said this, but the basic idea of Tocqueville, that we are great because we are good. And as a person of the book, of the Bible, I believe that God honors those who honor him. And that if we fight his way, even when we lose, we win. But there are people who don't believe that. They just want to win. They don't care. They'll fight. They'll do anything. That, to me, the other side thinks that way. We ought not to think that way.
Look, I overall, and you said this also, I could not be more thrilled with the positions Donald Trump takes by and large. I could not be more thrilled with having someone who's this feisty, as you put it, who's a fighter, and who also gets but gets on the most fundamental level that the war is against the narrative, that you have to go against the media. You can't just kowtow to it. You can't feed the monster because it will destroy us. It's already destroying us. You know, do I love every tweet? Not particularly. But do I would I change it if it changed the nature of this president? No, of course I wouldn't.
Right.
He is a spectacular leader in that regard. He is unvanquished. He's unafraid. He squares off against forces that everyone else is afraid of. And that's very profound to me. Do I like every tweet? Not in particular. But here's the thing. You know, I'm thinking about this as a minority of a minority. And ask me, would I like to have someone with your profile, right? You. As long as with your profile,
right,
who is a believing evangelical Christian,
right,
as the president of the United States, of course I would, right? Well, you know what? I don't agree with everything evangelical Christians believe in, including many who believe that I'm destined to go to hell for all eternity if I don't accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And on a moral level for me, I have a bigger moral problem with that, as you'll understand, than I do with someone who might tweet something which I find maybe a little bit off color.
Right.
Right? Because the notion that I'm going to be judged on something other than my behavior is something which frightens me. But in the big picture, I recognize, I look at the actions of that person as a leader. And there is no question in my mind that the greatness of America now is very much rooted in the greatness of Christianity in this country right now. And of course I'd like to see a leader like that. So I'm very happy to see complex people and say, are they fit for this job, and not worry around the margins about what I would do.
Well, again, you have to read the big picture. When people want to talk about Trump moralistically, I think to myself, why is it? And again, it's this kind of thing that I think most Americans see this. They don't get to talk about it on TV or on radio, but they think, wait a second. John F. Kennedy brought prostitutes into the White House. He didn't bring them into his home 10 years before he was president. He brought them in to the people's house routinely. Lyndon Johnson supposedly, I mean, behaved, everybody says, like a total swine in all kinds of ways. We know about Bill Clinton in the White House. So I think to myself, look, we have John F. Kennedy's face on the 50 cent piece. If somebody would treat women that way, would treat his wife that way, would do this kind of stuff while he's the president of the United States, it strikes me as absurd to bring up what people bring up with Donald Trump. Now, I'm happy if people bring it up, if they will bring up JFK and LBJ and Clinton. but they never do. And that's when you begin to understand it's not about truth or women. It's simply about I hate Trump and I'm going to cherry pick whatever I can get. Forgive me. I will be right back, folks. We're talking to Jeff Balaban. So much to talk about. Stick around.
Every beat of my heart, we got something going on.
Albin, I always talk about Relief Factor, but sometimes it's better to hear from somebody else. So today, we're going to hear from Anne. Here she is.
It has changed my life, is the only thing I can say. Been exercising for years. My shoulder is in bad, bad shape. It's swelling. It hurts. It goes numb during the night. Well, I heard about Relief Factor on the radio, and I'd been hearing testimonies for a couple of years, and I said, I'm going to order Relief Factor because I need help. I was sleeping sitting up for 5 years with pillows in my back, and now I'm sleeping flat on my back with one pillow.
This is amazing. I beg my relatives to take this. I was at a wedding recently. I'm begging them. I'm saying, look, you've got aches and pains. Take this. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you. You're crazy not to try it. And by the way, it's cheap. Like, that's the whole idea. That's why it's like, you know, sweeping the nation, because people can afford to take it.
Yes.
Go to ReliefFactor.com. Get the quick start pack for $19.99. Check it out. 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com.
Imagine your business being on the first page of a search engine like Google or at the top. What could that do for your bottom line? The answer is at Salem Surround. Digital marketing that surrounds your potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. When they're on their computer, mobile phone, or tablet, your ad is there. When they attend a sporting event, conference, or concert, you're in front of them on their mobile device. When they walk into your competitor's store, your message entices them to visit you as well. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Not only do we have great grills, but also the best hot patio heaters. We are the nationwide distributor for Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters, the very best patio heater that you can get. The Bromic heaters use the same radiant burner technology as our Solaire infrared grills, so they heat up fast and keep you warm so you can enjoy your backyard grill and outdoor living spaces into the night and all year round. Bromic heaters have stylish contemporary designs that fit perfectly in backyard and restaurant patios. We have gas and electric models to suit most installation needs, and a portable gas heater that directs the heat where you want it, not the bushes and walls like the mushroom heaters. For top quality performance and aesthetics, you want Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn about these amazing grills and heaters at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com now and use promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART to save 10%. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is
Hey there, folks. That's the great Buck Owens. Well, I'll bet you. This is the Eric Metaxas Show, and I am talking to Jeff Balaban. Jeff, you know, really, I want to ask you when we're talking about all the scandals and how the Congress is now set, Pelosi is set to legally come after this president any way possible. I guess my question is, what do you think it's going to take to uncover what has happened, what happened with the Clinton Foundation, with the nefarious activity of the Obama administration against his political enemies? That strikes me as very scary stuff. And I guess in some ways I'm surprised the president has not appointed a second special counsel. I just wonder what your thoughts are there.
I would like to see this be investigated. I think that this president from go has had a serious deep state problem, and people talk about it as though it's not real, but it is very real. And it still exists at some very key places in the Department of Justice, in the Department of State, elsewhere, in the White House itself. And, you know, they try to root it out. Some of it's difficult to root out. But, I mean, it's astonishing that the Clintons continue to get away with what they did. And it's even more astonishing, perhaps, that, you know, Alan Dershowitz keeps on talking about how even if there's quote-unquote collusion, it's not a crime, let alone high crimes and misdemeanors of which we
impeach. Well, this is what I find so interesting. You know, the idea of quote-unquote collusion it's so vague. I mean, the idea that we've kind of had that in every presidential election where, you know, you try to gain the advantage, you try to do this or that. So specifically what happened, you know, we can look at it, but I don't.
And it turns out the dossier comes out of Clinton world. I mean, it's just extraordinary.
Well, and of course, they got the FISA warrants in a way that they ought not to have. And all that. You know, when is that going to be dealt with? I guess that's my question. Do you think that will be dealt with?
I hope it will be dealt with. I don't know that it will be dealt with, but I think it should be. I think let's get out on the other end of this Mueller investigation sooner or later, hopefully sooner rather than later. The left will declare some kind of victory. Jerry Nadler et al. Will launch all kinds of crazy investigations and all kinds of crazy things. But you already see the leading edge. They're already leaking stories suggesting it's not going to really be this big bombshell because there really is no there. And it would be nice to further that narrative saying, yeah, there really is no there. You know where the there is? There.
Right.
And go after the Clintons, because that's just crazy stuff.
Well, it is. But I think that it's troubling to many Americans that she has gotten away with this. I mean, The Clintons have been so powerful. There's no doubt that she's expecting to be the next president of the United States, you know, in January of 2021. There's no doubt in my mind that that's what she has been planning since a week after she lost. And she's biding her time. And, you know, but if this stuff is exposed, and let me ask you this. Do you think that the Democrats who oppose her, who think her time is up, just like they think Pelosi's time is up, that they will help to do that if she comes on too strong?
Will help to go after her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you see this. We now have we've always had the corrupt caucus. Now we have the crazy caucus right now, the Democrats. And there's a lot of energy with them. And, you know, there's no one right now that Hillary's looking at with narrower eyes than Octavia Cortez, right? And she's getting tremendous tremendous publicity and tremendous bumps, tremendous energy.
Well, same with Pelosi. I mean, can you imagine having this little, you know, 14-year-old who doesn't know anything about civics or history mouthing off on 60 Minutes? I mean, she was – Margaret Hoover had her on Firing Line. You want to howl. It's just hilarious, but
scary. It's hilarious and scary because the reality is politics. Listen, you know that we could talk about this all the time, and you have an audience that cares about this.
Yeah,
most Americans don't know how many Supreme Court justices they are. Most Americans don't even know what the branches of government are, let alone.
And you know that, you know, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez didn't seem to know what the three branches of government were. That, I mean, that's the funniest soundbite from that interview. But. Well, anyway, I guess you seem to think that Hillary has a chance to win in the primaries.
I think that they're broken right now. I think the Democrats right now are broken. I think that they have the problem, but an even worse than the Republicans had with the Tea Party, where the Tea Party versus the establishment.
Right.
And I was dyed-in-the-wool Tea Party, right? I mean, no question about it. And I resented the heck out of the establishment.
Yeah.
They have it, but it's much worse with them. Because there really are no ideas. There's just competing Look, I'm looking, and now be a little parochial for this. Who are the most powerful, most energetic newcomers? You have Black Lives Matter, you have the Women's March, and you have Democratic Socialists of America. What do they all have in common? They hate Jews in Israel, which is really interesting and frightening, and also reminiscent of, you know, the whole Jews of the Canary in the coal mine situation. I'm looking at this, and I am extremely concerned that you talked earlier about a civil war, a cultural civil war. I'm extremely concerned about actual violence because, again, they believe that words are violence or ideas are violence because it's a narrative. They're willing to engage in it. I'm afraid we have that kind of breakdown before the next or immediately after the next election.
Well, it's interesting because you don't have people who seem to understand that the Jew. Well, let's put it this way. I believe and you believe that the Jews really are the chosen people of God. Now, that's not something to be proud of, because if you're chosen by God, you're chosen to suffer. You're chosen to struggle. That's the way it is. But there are many people around the world who, it seems clear to me, hate the Jews because of that. In other words, there's something particular about the Jews. There's something about anti-Semitism that pops up among black supremacists, among white supremacists. You see it over and over and over again. That, to me, is proof of the God of the Bible and of his people. And so you're seeing things in Europe right now where Jews are moving away from out of France because of violence against Jews, anti-Semitism. The fact that the left has taken that on, the left which you would have thought of, let's say, 50 years ago as being pro-Jewish, that the left was Jewish, something happened.
Well, look, you know, there is a monster created on the left. I remember after services on Saturday afternoon, Saturday morning services, people get together and have a little they have a couple of drinks. And it's a common thing. Everyone gathers together and talks about what's going on in the world. And during the Obama years, for the first time in my life, I remember the older generation, you know, older than me, the ones who survived the war, or they were talking about where are we going to run next, and they're seeing it, and it's happening now. I mean, the mainstreaming of anti-Semitism, the mainstream of that kind of hatred. And here's the thing: it's not just about the Jews. That is the collapse of our society. This is the great hope.
That's why the Jews are the canary in the coal mine, is because when you're talking about the Jews, you're talking about God, you're talking about liberty, you're talking about the whole. Shlemiel, Shlemazel. We'll be right back, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Shmear. Tiny dancer in my hand.
If you could just talk to someone, it would make all the difference in the world. I mean, really open up and lay it out there. You would be amazed at how much progress you could make by talking to someone with your same Christian values, someone with wisdom and insight. I know you think there's no one you can really open up to, but there is Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who will help you through your issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In London, just a short time ago,
the House has put its confidence in this government.
Yeah. British Prime Minister Theresa May barely surviving a vote of no confidence, but calling on MPs now to work together on the terms of a Brexit deal.
I stand ready to work with any member of this House to deliver on Brexit and ensure that this House retains the confidence of the British people.
Yeah. Media reports now indicate as many as four U.S. service members may have lost their lives today in a suicide bombing in Syria, one that flies in the face of the president's plan to withdraw U.S. troops on the basis that ISIS is defeated.
The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the blast, saying one of its members carried out a suicide attack and detonated his vest with explosives. Reports have emerged saying that the blast occurred near a restaurant near the town's main market. The attack comes as the U.S. has begun the process of withdrawing from Syria. I'm Karen Chamas.
And this is SRN News.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Just a few minutes left. Boy, does time fly. Jeff Balaban. It's fun to talk to you because we kind of come from similar backgrounds. And I guess we can end on here, my question. You and I are both from Queens. President Trump is from Queens.
Yep.
Before Trump, nobody was from Queens. Queens right. doesn't exist, right? Like, it doesn't exist. It's cool to be from Brooklyn. It's cool to be whatever. You know, hip hop started in the Bronx. Queens, nothing. Except now we have a president from Queens and we grew up in Queens. My question is, do you think there's something about Trump's being a real New Yorker? Now, when I say a real New Yorker, John Lindsay, Mayor Lindsay, and, you know, the WASP Manhattan liberal establishment, those aren't New Yorkers who say New Yorkers. It's a different thing. Queens is a real New Yorker. And I think that is part of Trump's magic, is that there's something about him. He's the feisty New Yorker that we haven't seen on the world stage. That cannot exist. We haven't seen it in a long time. Definitely Ed Koch was that, but he was not president. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's not my phrase, but the blue-collar billionaire. It's a great phrase. I mean, there's something real, something earthy about him. There's something which is very appealing about that. And here's the thing. People, you know, the cognoscenti, they love to look down at him and say, you know, because of the way he speaks, because of the way he talks, it seems so beneath them. Let me tell you something. He's smarter than all of them put together. The guy, either he was a saint in a previous life, or he's the luckiest guy on the planet, or he's just smarter than the rest of us. Because let's face it, everything this guy sets out to do, he does. I mean, in every sphere, in the most difficult spheres, whether it's real estate, it's the gaming industry, it's celebrity television, it's the President of the United States. That's not something that happens to people who are dumber than you and I, okay? Dumber than you and me?
Me.
Me. Yeah, dumber than you and me. Can't believe I just went there. perfect. But see, at least I caught it.
You got it right.
I know.
Nobody who says that wrong ever corrects himself, so thank you.
Yeah.
I say it wrong, too.
Me say it wrong? So the no, the guy's brilliant, and the fact is, if you look at these old recordings of him from decades ago, it's like, this is what we need.
Isn't that amazing?
He's been on message.
I mean, in the late 80s, right? He was saying about how we're getting ripped off by China and on and on and on. I mean, really, it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, but the guy, he knew it, and he's delivering, and that's the bottom line. Is he promised. He said we'd be tired of his promises. He just keeps on delivering. It's incredible.
Don't you think that there are tons of people that are going to be very upset if we don't go into a recession?
Oh, there are people. Listen, you know,
they've been predicting it and predicting it. Like, it's got to happen. If it doesn't happen, they're going to be weeping.
Well, we'll never have these numbers.
They want a recession.
Right, we'll never have these job numbers. Never, you know, they keep saying it's impossible, and then he does it, and they got to try and play catch up, you know? Or the growth can't possibly maintain this level. It can't, of course not. See, it's going down. They will try to spin this any way they can.
Yeah.
At this moment, if his presidency stopped here, and God willing, he has another 6 years, stopped here, he's already done more for this country in these 2 years than any president I can remember since Reagan.
I have a funny feeling that Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Sotomayor or somebody will understand. They're going to walk away. And if they don't walk away, they will walk away the day he's reelected. A year from now, when is it going to be? next year, year and a half from now. I mean, they're at that point. So we'll see. Jeff, man, the time flies. Thank you for being my guest. Just a joy.
Yeah, for me as well. This is terrific.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Thank you so much for listening. And our website is metaxastalk.com. Go there and go often.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.